Hey everyone, welcome back for another deep dive. Today we're going deep into the world of smart home privacy. And, well, we're throwing it a twist.
A twist?
It's not just about the homeowners. Your research brought up this whole other side of things, about the privacy of their guests, even people just passing by. Turns out, even devices that seem dumb could be listening in.
That's right. People often focus on the homeowner's privacy, but everyone else in that smart environment matters too. Friends, family, delivery drivers, you name it. Your research into how visitors view this is really eye-opening, to say the least.
It's easy to forget those devices are always listening. You found many people don't realize they're giving up some privacy just by stepping into someone's smart home.
It's a blind spot, for sure. One person even said they thought smart homes were stupid, you know, incapable of even knowing a visitor was there, let alone recording them.
Yeah, like thinking a security camera only gets checked if there's a break-in, but really, it's always recording. I can see why people get creeped out.
Yeah.
What were some of the biggest concerns you heard?
Well, aside from, like, being recorded, people worried about sneakier stuff. Like, is that smart fridge judging their midnight snack choices? Are private conversations fair game for every device in the room? It makes you wonder, when does convenience become, like, an invasion of privacy?
And for a lot of people, that line is super blurry. It's not just about being recorded. It's the mystery of how smart homes might be analyzing our every move. And that's unsettling, to say the least.
Exactly. It's the uncertainty that gets you. And those news stories about smart devices going rogue don't help, like a smart speaker suddenly broadcasting someone's private conversation because it misheard a command.
Yikes. Okay, so that's the visitor side of things, but homeowners are the ones calling the shots, right? Mm. What did your interviews with them tell you about their approach to device placement and data sharing and, you know, all that?
So, there's this interesting conflict. When setting things up, most homeowners aren't really prioritizing their guest privacy. They're focused on getting everything working, making their lives easier, you know. But then they want control.
A sort of delayed privacy panic.
Totally. They put a smart display everywhere because it's convenient, then realize, oh no, now my friend can see every reminder on my calendar. Or, you know, their smart speaker, usually playing chill music, is blasting their friend's heavy metal playlist.
Okay, that's both hilarious and a little terrifying. They think control equals privacy, but haven't figured out how to adjust that when someone else enters the picture.
Right, and then there's the urgency dilemma. Everyone agrees you need to get critical alerts, like for emergencies. But what about when you've got company? Can't exactly ignore a fire alarm to protect their privacy.
Right, some things come before being polite. So, how are people handling this? What do they suggest?
Well, some use vague notifications. So instead of saying, your smoke detector detected smoke, it'll just be like, important home alert. Others figure, when it's really urgent, who cares about the details, right? Better safe than sorry.
It's a tough one, for sure. Safety versus being considerate. But this shows a bigger issue, I think. This mental model mismatch. Hmm. People have ideas about how smart homes collect data. And a lot of times, those ideas are just wrong.
Exactly. And that's a big part of the bystander privacy problem. Like, some people assume if they're not the main user, their data isn't being collected. I'm just visiting. I don't have an account kind of thinking.
Right. Like, if they can't see it, it's not happening. But as we've learned, these always-on devices, they don't really work that way.
Nope. A lot of times, these devices just grab data without distinguishing who it's coming from. The owner, their kid, the guest, it's all the same. Which creates a challenge for designers. How do you make these invisible practices, like, visible but not scare people off?
Yeah, bombarding guests with warnings every time they walk in isn't exactly a good look. So, what are some solutions? What did homeowners suggest?
Guest mode came up a lot. Basically, homeowners want a way to quickly tweak their settings when they've got company over.
Okay, so walk me through it. My friend has a smart home. I go over, they tell it, hey, guest mode, what happens?
In a perfect world, it automatically sets some basic privacy for visitors. Maybe certain cameras switch off, data collection gets limited, and only general notifications show up.
So unless your cat toys arrived, more like you have a delivery.
Exactly. And it wouldn't have to be so black and white. Different guest modes, maybe, like close friends get full access, but the plumber gets the high privacy version. Give homeowners options.
Makes sense. But shouldn't visitors speak up if they're uncomfortable?
100%. Communication is key, just like asking your friend to turn down their music if it's too loud. You know, you should be able to ask about their smart home setup if you're not cool with something.
So we need to normalize those conversations. Like, hey, I'm pretty privacy conscious. You got a guest mode. Shouldn't be weird to ask.
Right. The more we talk about this, the less weird it becomes. It's about creating a culture of respect, you know, about privacy in these smart homes.
It's tricky, though, right? There's this power imbalance when you're the guest. Feels awkward to rock the boat.
True. It's not always easy. But that's where default settings like guest mode help. Takes the pressure off the guest, puts the homeowner in charge of being thoughtful.
It's like, please remove your shoes signs. Some guests would anyway, but the sign makes it clear.
Exactly. Sets the expectation. And just like those signs, having these open conversations helps things feel normal. Can't just rely on tech to fix social stuff.
True. We've talked solutions, but let's zoom out. This whole field is changing so fast. What's the long game here?
Now that's where it gets really interesting. As smart homes get fancier, I'm talking AI, facial recognition, all that, these privacy worries for bystanders, they're only going to get bigger.
Yeah, you're walking into a house and it knows everything about you, your mood, your health, even your politics, all without asking. Kind of scary when you think about it.
It is, and it shows why we need to get ahead of this. Stricter rules around data collection, giving people more control over their own information. That's crucial.
What about people who are actually excited for smart homes? Can we be into the tech but still care about all this?
Absolutely. We just got to be smart about it. Aware of the risks, pushing for responsible design, and having these important conversations about privacy and all that.
Finding that balance. We want the cool stuff, the personalized experiences, but not if it means giving up our privacy or the privacy of people around us.
Exactly. And your research is so key for highlighting that, for getting people thinking about this stuff.
For sure. We can't just blindly adopt this technology. Which brings me to something you brought up earlier, this urgency dilemma. Mm-hmm. It's like this perfect example of the tension between, like, convenience, privacy, and safety.
Yeah, it's like that saying, right? If a tree falls and nobody's around, it'd make a sound.
Mm-hmm.
But here, it's more like if your security system goes off, but your guest isn't supposed to know, did it really happen?
Tricky, right? Say you're having people over and bam, your smart display lights up with a security alert. False alarm, break in. Who knows? Do you worry about your guest's comfort or like their actual safety? It's a real pickle for homeowners.
And honestly, in that moment, who's thinking about privacy? If I see anything that even looks like danger, I'm reacting first. Manners be damned. Survival instincts take over. But it does make you think, we need new rules for this smart home world. Is it rude to check your smartwatch when you're at someone's place? What about those notifications popping up on their display? We gotta figure this stuff out.
It's all so new, nobody knows the right answer. But what if, instead of just reacting, we took charge? If you were building a privacy-first smart home, what would that look like?
Control and transparency. Those are my keywords. I want to choose exactly what data is collected, how it's used, and who sees it. And that info needs to be easy to find, not buried in some legal mumbo jumbo.
Make it user-friendly. Like, imagine every device has a little dashboard showing you what it's collecting and why. You can even have settings for different people, family, friends, the cable guy, each with their own privacy level.
Now that's smart. Privacy shouldn't be an afterthought. It should be built in. And it's not just the gadgets. It's the whole experience. How do we design homes that are high-tech but also respectful? That's the million-dollar question.
Definitely a challenge, especially as more and more homes become smart. We want the cool features, but not if it means giving up our privacy or the privacy of our guests. Finding that middle ground is key.
Couldn't agree more. And that's why your research is so important, getting these conversations started.
Absolutely. We can't just dive headfirst into this tech without thinking about the consequences. So, to wrap things up, here's something for everyone listening to ponder. We love convenience, right? But is there ever a time when that outweighs privacy, even for someone just passing through? It's something to think about.
For sure. And remember, the future of all this, it's not set in stone. It's up to us to shape it.
So, keep asking those tough questions, keep exploring, and thanks for joining us for this deep dive. Catch you next time.